Track 10, Questioning Worry. In the last track, we discussed the 7 personal terrorisms often experienced by battered women. Now, let's take a look at an offshoot of these personal terrorisms. This offshoot is the excessive demands the battered woman places upon herself, but also the excessive demands of her battering partner, and the worry that's created from these. As you know, battered women place high standards of perfectionism upon themselves. However, battered women often must also struggle to meet the demands of perfectionism from their battering partner. I have found that this demand for perfectionism produces continuous low self-esteem in the battered woman. Have you? Lucy, a 30-year-old woman, told me in a session how she constantly strove to meet her husband Tom's excessive demands of perfectionism around the house. She stated, "I really did a lot of work trying to keep the lid on things, trying to keep things happy. I would get up in the morning and adjust the thermostat to exactly what Tom wanted. I would turn on a particular lamp. I would prepare his breakfast. He demanded half a grapefruit, a particular grapefruit knife and spoon, a cloth napkin, and the radio tuned to a certain station. If I forgot any one of these things, there was hell to pay for the next 2 days, because he insisted I was trying to undermine him and make him miserable." Struggling to meet these excessive demands made Lucy compulsive, yet she still wasn't able to meet Tom's standards of perfection. She stated, "You could eat off of my floor, but even if I did everything right, he still managed to find something that was wrong. You would be amazed at what I was able to accomplish in 24 hours to keep Tom happy." With Lucy, a 5-question test helped her to make worrying about meeting Tom's perfectionistic standards more realistic. As I read these 5 questions, see how they apply to your Lucy. Question number 1. Is the worrying necessary? Lucy felt that her worrying was necessary because physical abuse was involved. My next goal was to discuss how much worrying was productive and how much was counterproductive, which led me to question 2. Question 2. If so, what does it mean? Lucy felt the worrying was important to her because it gave her a sense of comfort and control. Question number 3. How long will the worry last? Lucy stated she would spend many hours a day worrying. We then discussed whether she might consider limiting her worry time. Question number 4. After discussing about the necessity, the meaning, and the length of time, I asked Lucy, "How do you deal with the worry?" In order to limit her worry time, we discussed other possible ways she might provide herself with a sense of comfort. Lucy stated it would be great to take a bath while playing the radio. This was something she would never do while Tom was around. Question number 5. Is the worry something you can change? Through this series of questions, Lucy began to realize that she could not control Tom's anger, but she could control the amount of time she spent worrying about it. Would these 5 questions help a Lucy you are currently treating by taking a second look at the amount of time she spends worrying about future abuse? In the next track, we'll discuss illusions that the battered woman holds. Question 10. What are 5 components of excessive worrying a battered woman may consider?